We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
The Learfield presentation of the Michigan Sports Network. Let's talk Michigan football. Welcome to this week's edition of the Inside Michigan Football Radio Show. Over the next hour, we're discussing the latest around Wolverines football and hearing from players and coaches. Now, here's your host, John Jansen.
Welcome back, friends, to Inside Michigan Football. I'm your host, John Jansen, and we're set to get ready for the 2021 Michigan football season. First up this Saturday will be the Western Michigan Broncos. Here's what we know. Michigan is trying to bounce back after a disappointing 2-4 record last year with a revamped coaching staff, including a new voice on defense in new defensive coordinator Mike McDonald. Aiden Hutchinson, Michigan stud defensive end and returning captain, is healthy and poised for a big year. Names like Josh Ross, Dax Hill, Chris Hinton, and Taylor Upshaw all ready to take the field. On the offensive side, there has been little question as who the starting quarterback will be, as head coach Jim Harbaugh tabbed him, Cade McNamara, as the starter weeks ago. A talented backfield with Haskins, Corum, and Edwards behind an offensive line that got valuable experience a year ago. Finally, Coach Harbaugh said this is as deep of a wide receiver group as he's had since he's been back here at Michigan. Later in the show, we're going to have Michigan's new offensive line coach, Sherrone Moore, and his starting center and newly tabbed captain, Andrew Vistardis. But first, we're going to hear from head coach Jim Harbaugh. So stay tuned here on Inside Michigan Football from Learfield. Welcome in, and how excited are you to have this football season upon us? It's game week. It seems like this offseason has taken forever, but what's your level of excitement as you approach this first matchup with Western Michigan?
Excited, attacking it. That's what our guys have done. Our coaches, our players, staff have been doing the entire offseason, and you know, now it comes down to, you know, 12 games. The rest of the battle is those 12 Saturdays that are scheduled in the fall. So, you know, now it's here, ready to get started, and very fired up.
How do you know your guys are ready for the game? I mean, you practice, you have conditioning, you've got spring ball, all of these things, and now you have no choice, but how do you know that they're ready?
Well, you don't know for sure. I mean, there's definitely a thing about being a gamer. You know, playing really good, executing when it's the game. I mean, you know, whether you're a piano player, or a football player, or you know, anybody that's got a doctor's got to perform. I mean, how are you going to do that when it's game time? You find out in your first game, and I think a lot of guys are going to surprise us in a good way.
And, you know, before we start talking about individual guys, units, and your opponent, it's been a while since you guys have been able to play in front of fans. Fans are going to be back. The band is going to be there. I mean, it's going to be something that a lot of people have waited a long time for. What will it mean to you to see the fans there and, you know, to get a chance to play in front of them?
I'm going to have the same feeling that I think everybody's going to have. I mean, I don't like to speak for other people, but I'm going to be really excited about it. I mean, that's you know, college football the way it's supposed to be, you know. The band, as you mentioned, I mean, I bet they're going to be really fired up. And I know people I've talked to in Ann Arbor can't wait as well.
Yeah, just to get everybody back in town, it'll be nice. We've seen students on campus now this past week moving in, and it's been a great feeling just to see everybody in the campus come alive.
Well, even talking to the players, you know, it was the first day of class and going around, did you go to class? Did you make all your classes? And, hey, coach, there's people on campus. There's people moving around. There's actual classes going on. I mean, they were very excited about that.
Still got everybody checking to make sure that they are actually in class. I remember those guys. They were always in disguise, but you knew where they were.
We have ways of finding out whether they're in class.
Yes. Well,
check. Yeah. You trust, but you verify.
Yes. There you go. Coach, this year, you named a starting quarterback a lot sooner than you have in the past. What led you to name Cade McNamara as your starter so early?
He's earned it. I mean, it's what more to say than that.
Mm-hmm. What, when you watch him play, what type of things lead you to believe he's earned it as opposed to, you know, anybody else that's on your roster? But what has set him apart from some of the other quarterbacks?
Well, he's done things. He's just done things a little better, you know, day in and day out, you know, week in and week out. I think his biggest talent is he makes other players better. And JJ has a lot of those same traits, you know, just, you know, Cade's doing them, in a level of consistency that, has earned him the starting job.
If the opportunity presents itself, how important would it be to get some of your other quarterbacks reps in a game setting?
Those options are available love to see that happen.
Yeah. The wide receiving group, you and I talked a little bit ago, and you mentioned that this was the deepest group of wide receivers you've had since you've been at Michigan. When you look at that room and you look at it, you know, new captain and Ronnie Bell, you got Cornelius Johnson and a lot of the other guys. What is it that excites you about this group of receivers?
Yeah, I think it starts with Ronnie Bell. And Cornelius Johnson, those two, Mikey Sanders still, you know, all three of them are, have had, great off seasons, really good camps, and none better than Ronnie Bell. I mean, his whole summer has been outstanding. He just goes and goes and goes, does the same thing in practice. They're a group that I'm excited to, you know, watch them compete and you know, be gamers. You know, Ronnie is. And CJ is definitely, you know, he's had his moments, you know, really, really flashed in games as well as practice. And, you know, that level of consistency, Mike Sanders still, you know, love the way he plays and competes and blocks and does all the things, very well-rounded. And I think A.J. Henning, Roman Wilson are guys that, you know, are going to be playing full-time, playing a lot, and, you know, have the ability to and the license to show what they can do.
there's so much in today's football about speed. Does that group of receivers have the speed to get behind and beat defenses?
Yeah, I mean, the things the receiver has to do, I mean, they have to be able to get off the press. They have to be able to create separation. They have to gain separation. And they got to catch and block to be a well-rounded all-around receiver.
Offensively, in the backfield, I think this is – and you've mentioned it, the two guys that are your starters are Hassan Haskins and Blake Corum, 1A and 1B. And then you throw in a player like Donovan Edwards. So many different weapons and the ability to utilize those weapons. Just how creative can you be with that backfield?
I think we can be very creative, you know, when it comes to good players. You know, and say the same thing at the tight end position. You know, with Eric All and Luke Schoonmaker, Joe Honingford, Carter Seltzer, Matt Hibner. I mean, that's quite a group as well.
What is it that kind of separates those running backs? To me, you know, Blake Corum is – he's not as tall as Hassan. He maybe has a little bit more speed. You know, we've seen him catch the ball out of the backfield a little bit. But what separates those guys in terms of their skill set?
You know, they're really a running back, I mean, to be able to run the ball between the tackles, to be able to run it on the perimeter, to be able to block, to be able to catch. You know, those tools, I mean, they, you know, the best backs are the most well-rounded backs and can do all those things that you ask.
Mike Hart, new running backs coach, back in Ann Arbor. What have you seen from him and his relationships that he's been able to build with that group?
I mean, he's that kind of back, wasn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's been good, been really good. Really enjoyed working with Mike, and I think he's really enjoyed working with the backs. And players listen to guys that are going to tell them something.
Mm-hmm.
That guys that know what they're talking about, and guys that you know are teaching them well. So you know, I see our players, our running backs. Listening to Mike, and he's doing a heck of a job.
Last week, you announced the team had elected captains. Andrew Vistardis, your center, is one of them, as well as Ronnie Bell. What do you see in terms of leadership quality from those guys?
Well, I see a lot, you know, a lot done by just the way they conduct themselves. As I said, Ronnie was, you know, had a tremendous summer, tremendous training camp. I think it was. You know, so much by example, by what they did. And, you know, Ronnie definitely is, it has been for a while now. I mean, when you say, I mean, who's the guy who's holding people accountable and doing things the right way in the receiver room, you know, the guy that people really listen to, I mean, that's Ronnie Bell. It's been that way for a few years now. And Andrew Vistardis is, you know, the same way, was seen that way last year, has been seen that way all off season, and not a smarter guy around, when it comes to making the calls, making the checks, doing things right. I mean, there's somebody who's always doing something right. And he's, in medical school now. And, geez, I mean, speaks volumes, just that, you know, how book smart he is and how good he is at knowing football.
Yeah, Andrew Vistardis is one of your super seniors, getting that extra year of eligibility. So utilizing it with great opportunity. And then the rest of the offensive line. I know you had mentioned earlier today that there's still a lot of battles going up on up front. But what do you see when you look in that room with new offensive line coach Sherrone Moore? What are your expectations for the offensive line?
Well, they're high. And again, you know, playing on game day, you know, what that is, and a group I think of, you know, really surprised in a great way. I mean, it is their first time playing together, you know, as a mm-hmm. as a unit. And, you know, guys like Hayes and Stuber and Vistardis and Keegan and Zinter and Chuck Filiagas had a tremendous camp and entire off season. I mean, guys that have really put themselves in position to you know, contribute and play and start, And not to say that there's battles going on. I mean, there's it's we know where it is right now, and but there's some good depth there, and good starters, good depth, and guys that are you know, interchangeable in a lot of ways. That you know, that's the way it's becoming.
Last year, it was a position that had suffered some injuries, but young guys like Zinter and, you know, some of the other young guys were able to get some experience. How valuable do you see that experience that they were able to gain last year just in game time paying off right now?
Yeah, I really do. I mean, that's, you know, it's been a good thing, that that experience that they had, you know, maybe playing somewhat earlier, but, you know, proved that they could play in games and you know, now making it, you know, just getting that much better every time they go out to practice or every time they suit up.
Well, we'll get a chance to talk a little bit more on the defensive side of the ball. Obviously, a new system over there. We'll do that when we come back with head coach Jim Harbaugh here on Inside Michigan Football from Learfield. Welcome back to Inside Michigan Football. We're still here with head coach Jim Harbaugh. And coach, I do want to talk about the defense a little bit here. But before we do, I talked a little bit about Ronnie Bell and Andrew Vistardis. You have two more captains on defense in Aiden Hutchinson and Josh Ross. What does it mean to be a captain at the University of Michigan for the football team?
Well, I think the thing that makes it means so much, mean even more when you say captain. I mean, that obviously, wow, that's a big responsibility. That's a great honor. But when it's elected by your teammates, mm-hmm. I mean, I think that's the thing that takes it to such a high level at Michigan. And it's always been done that way as far as I've ever known it. And it was this year. I mean, it's just the players that vote. I don't have a vote. The coaches don't have a vote. I mean, you're elected by your teammates, and that's assume that's the way it was when you were here. And when I heard you talk to our team, I mean, you came in and talked to our team, John, about what it meant to be a captain. And, you know, those are the things you said, you know, that yeah, it was a great honor, but a tremendous level of responsibility. I mean, there's a standard, as you said, and that really resonated with our team. And like you said, I mean, have your teammates, you know, are the ones that elect you. I mean, that even increases the responsibility so much more. Okay, the guys all thought that. Then I got to step up. I got to you know, take on that responsibility and shoulder it. And our guys, they elected great captains, and there were some other great guys too. But Aiden Hutchinson, tremendous captain. Josh Ross. You know, and to hear them tell the team what it meant for them to be elected captain, you know, those were their words as well. And they're ready. They're ready to live up to that responsibility.
One of the things that I got a chance to look at firsthand is when I talked to the team, as you mentioned, you gave me a helmet with the new helmet stickers on it. And it, I got to be honest with you, because there's a lot of people that are wondering what it's going to look like. And from afar, they just look like helmet stickers. But when you get up close, it's the story of an individual's path here at Michigan, and the highs that you get, the opportunity that you get, the area code from where you came from. Who came up with this idea for the helmet stickers?
Well, we all kind of did. Humility prevents me from saying that was my idea, but you know, we just you know, there's the Wolverine, and that's a big thing. That's a cool decal that's on the back of the helmet. But then when the season's over, you kind of wipe them out, and then you start a new year. And these decals will remain with somebody from the time they come in as a freshman, you know, till they leave Michigan, and it'll be a nice thing to put on the mantle someday. Yep. And really just shows. I mean, this is, and then you can remember. You can look back and say, okay, I remember that. I remember that bowl game. I remember that game. And the other cool thing about it too is we're at 964 wins, and you just realize that there's a lot of guys sitting in that room that are going to be here when when we get the 1,000th win.
Yeah.
And you know, to be counting that down. I mean, that's what we're doing on a different level, but cool level. Mm-hmm. So anyway, that was something that we came up with, and I think it's. And Deb, what did you think of it?
Honestly, it was amazing because I had two of my kids here with me. I had a chance to take it home, and they asked me, you know, Dad, what does 750 mean? Oh, let me tell you about that game. You know, what's this sticker mean? Oh, that's the national championship. Let me tell you about that. They've heard all the stories, but it brings up those questions again. And I got to be honest, when I looked at it and I went through the story, I got a little bit emotional about it because it is. It goes on the mantle, and I did put some air in it. I did cinch up the chin strap just in case. But it was very special. And
as I recall, we gave it to you. You said you wanted to get out there.
I did.
Getting the 9-on-7 drill.
flat back and hat speed. But before I get off track too much, I do want to talk about your defense. New defense coordinator Mike McDonald.
Yep.
You obviously go through the interview process. You hire him. You have a chance to watch him in spring. You have a chance in meetings, in coaches' meetings, to watch him prepare and get to know him more as a football coach. What have you learned about him since you hired him?
Well, a lot of things. He's very thoughtful in what he does as a coach. You know, what he teaches, both schematically and in technique. And so I'm in a lot of play calling situations this camp. Throughout the practices, you know, put in extra situations and just call it situations where, you know, they're not scripted. Mm-hmm. They got to come in. There's a play clock, and the situations come up, the hashes come up, and to watch him call it, he was really sharp at that too. He's really been good at everything. So been really impressed, and I think. You know, like we all are, you know, we're all waiting for that first game and have a chance to shine. And I think he's going to be somebody that is a gamer that, mm-hmm. Does shine on game day because he's so prepared. He does a tremendous job in preparation.
How have the players reacted to his style, his personality, his way of teaching, and accepted that? You know, as football players and as a defense,
good. I mean, all the feedback I've gotten, and I think it just, you know, goes back. I mean, what I see with my eye is, you know, when a coach is talking to somebody, a player, and the player is really listening, and then they're able to go out and do what the coach said. I mean, that's A, they're a good teacher, and, you know, B, they're telling them something that is good. You know, players listen to coaches that are telling them something, mm-hmm. something good. I mean, that's just kind of a standard. I mean, you know, they're giving them their attention, you know, for sure. There's no eye roll or walk away. I mean, they're trying to soak it in. And then, just the communication has been tremendous on the field. And then I watch other guys, then I watch players coaching other players. And that started with the coaches and went to the players, and the players are disseminating it out. As a coach, you're only as smart as what the players know and can execute and how much they can and how well they do it. So, he doesn't miss much either. Watching coaching guys as the play's going on. I mean, he's not somebody that, you know, needs to wait back and get to the film. I mean, he's seeing it as it's happening and coaching it and getting it coached in a timely fashion right away.
What do you expect? We're getting a chance to talk a little bit more throughout the season about your defense, about some of the personnel, but this offense that you're facing in Western Michigan has a very effective quarterback in Caleb Ellaby. What are some of the challenges when you look at this Western Michigan offense that you need to address on the defensive side of things?
Well, I think you hit it. I mean, effective, I'd call it efficient. You know, they're a a very efficient offense. They are very good at what they do. And the quarterback, Caleb Ellaby, I mean, he was third in the nation in passing efficiency. I mean, that is the epitome of efficiency for a quarterback. Got some playmaking receivers that are really good, and they're really good once they got the ball in their hands. So it's going to be a really good test. The running back Jefferson, Ladarius Jefferson, leads a group of backs that are north and south, downhill runners that hit it very effectively. The offensive line plays very well together.
Experienced, aren't they?
Yeah. You can tell they play really good as a group together, and you know how important that is. But very, very well rounded, very efficient offense.
Well, Coach, appreciate your time tonight, and we look forward to seeing your team take the field on Saturday.
Okay, thanks, John. Appreciate it.
All right, we'll talk to Andrew Vistardis, center and new captain here for Michigan on Inside Michigan Football from Learfield IMG.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
New captain Andrew Vistardis has joined us here on Inside Michigan Football. And Andrew, take us back to the moment where Coach said in front of the team, one of our captains is Andrew Vistardis. What did it mean to you? What was that moment like?
Yeah, well, sitting in the team room, Coach comes out, pulls out the paper, says it. I almost broke down to know that 100-plus guys that I grind with, sweat with, bleed with, think of me so highly, to represent them and kind of lead them throughout this season. I almost broke down, but pulled it together, got up there. Truly a humbling experience, and I'm just fired up to lead them this year.
Now, all the work is obviously there's a lot that's been done. There's still a lot to do before you guys take the field on Saturday, but the offensive line, five guys that have to be on the same page doing the same thing all the time. What's the growth been like with those guys? Because there's been kind of interchangeable pieces. Last year there was a lot of injuries, but the one constant has been you. What's it been like to try and to continue to develop this line and get everybody on the same page from that center position?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like you said, there's that depth, a lot of interchangeable pieces. We feel very confident with a bunch of guys, a plethora of guys. And I know personally and going across all five, people feel very confident in each other. There's a lot of trust. So next man in, hopefully no injuries, but like next man in, guys ready to play. Guys are juiced. Guys have really come along, even all the way down to guys that early enrolled, freshmen. Just guys are making strides constantly, and there's constant energy, constant pushing each other, constant competition both across the ball and in unit and in the self. Guys are pushing themselves, and that's really fun to see, especially over 6 years. It's something fresh. It's fun. It's making it a really exciting game to play again.
And we'll talk a little bit more about the offensive line, but you mentioned it, competition with that D-line. You got one-on-one pass, one-on-run run. You got 9-on-7. What's that competition been like across the ball for you?
Oh, for sure. And they got depth too now. It's been a great spring and summer, and really just practices are fun. Hard hitting, competitive, guys are hooting and hollering, and you know, just constantly offense wins, defense wins, offense gets it back. It's going back and forth, and we're just having fun with it, and guys are just continuously making strides and competing.
So we're all trying to piece together what we're going to see from a Mike McDonald defense. What do you see from that centered position that's maybe a difference this year than you've seen in previous years?
Mm-hmm. Well, honestly, they line up, and I think they got every coverage, every front you could imagine in the books, and they're going to confuse you. But when it comes time, they're just going to line up and play ball, and they got the players to do anything they want to do.
You look at Western Michigan. They're coming in here on Saturday. What do you see when you've watched some of the film? I know it's early in the week, but you know, when you look at the film on Western Michigan and their defensive line, their front seven, what do you see?
A lot of experienced guys, a lot of guys returning, a lot of guys with playing experience and just grit. You know, they're coming off the ball hard. They look like they want to hit people in the mouth, and you know, that's exactly what we want to do. So we're excited to meet that.
And I want to go back to that starting offensive unit that you've been working with. When you see guys next to you like, you know, a Trevor Keegan or a Zach Zinter, and, you know, not that those are going to be the ones that are there, but they're younger guys. You're a six-year guy. You're a super senior. How can you help those guys prepare? How can you help them during the games when, you know, hey, we know everything can get wild and crazy?
Yeah, you know, like a young guy, the energy's there, the ability's there. Sometimes you just need to calm down. And, you know, Stuber called me the spiritual leader. I think that's funny. But, you know, sometimes I try to take that on. But, you know, the maturity out of these young guys is awesome. I know I tried to develop it young, but I obviously, you know, it's a process. But, you know, they're coming along in that aspect. And, you know, I just hope to keep them calm so they can play fast, play loose.
You and Andrew have been through some battles. He obviously has suffered an injury. He's back now 2 years removed from that ACL. What's that relationship been like and the friendship that you've been able to build with him?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've been together for 4 years now, and it's or 5 years now. Shoot.
Yeah. It goes fast.
Exactly. It does go fast. But, yeah, just tight-knit. And, you know, I think that tight-knit between him and I, we kind of spread that among the whole line. We just want to be a tight-knit group from top to bottom. And just whatever happens as a unit, you know, whatever happens on the field, it's the whole unit that celebrates or takes it.
Now, Sherrone Moore, your offensive line coach, was the tight ends coach. He moved inside. You know, how has it been taking, you know, direction with a new voice and maybe a new perspective?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Coach Moore's been awesome. You know, we knew what he was about. We loved him. And then he came to the O-line room, and we just hit the ground running. And ever since, it's just been energy. Everyone's striving to get better. You know, he brings the energy. We match it, and it just keeps going. It keeps cycling. It's kind of like that competition I was talking about. It just builds and builds.
Yeah, well, that's a good answer because I think he's right outside the studio champions here looking over and seeing what you're saying. But off the field, as we talked to Andrew Vistardis, captain here at Michigan this year, we've heard about, you know, your aspirations to go to medical school. Coach Harbaugh just mentioned the fact that you're taking classes over at Michigan Medicine. What are your goals? What do you want to do outside of football?
You know, after I'm done with football, I plan to reapply to med school. And, you know, wherever I get in, hopefully it's Michigan, but, you know, I would love to go anywhere. It's truly a big honor and truly an accomplishment just to be accepted these days in medical school. It's very competitive. But, you know, not going to pigeonhole myself. There's so many great avenues. I just want to try them all. But being an athlete, orthopedics excites me, and I've worked with children a lot here at Michigan, so pediatrics also. Two very promising possibilities, but I'm very excited for the future.
What are some of the lessons that you've learned, you've been able to apply in the classroom or, you know, in your hopefully future medical career?
You know, medicine is definitely a team sport, and I feel like it transfers straight from the field to that. And working with a bunch of different people from a bunch of different backgrounds to meet the end goal of helping somebody, you know, it kind of just carries over. And, you know, leadership, obviously, hard work, putting in the hours to learn and to grow. Yeah, very parallel.
So as we start the season, what are your expectations for the offensive line, for this offense, and for this team?
I think we're going to be a physical team. We want to come out. We want to run the ball. And then we got playmakers on the outside, too, to match it. And I'm just very excited that all 11 guys and all rotators and anyone that's going to be on that field, I know I trust. And I know they trust me. And it's a tight-knit group. And we're very excited to hit the field running this year.
before we let you go, you're going to run out. You're going to be leading this team out as the captain. You're going to hit the banner. You're going to look up and you're going to see 111,000 people, which it's been a long time since we've had that experience. What will it mean to you?
I'm telling you, on Saturday when we run out and there's fans in the stadium, I'm leading them. I might get a little emotional, but I'll have to wrap that up quick because it's game time. I'm sure you felt the same way in your days when you were leading your team.
It's okay to play with emotion.
100%.
Yeah. Well, hey, thanks for joining us tonight, and best of luck this coming Saturday.
Thank you very much.
We'll be back with his coach. That's Andrew Vistardis, but we'll be back with Sharon Moore, the new offensive line coach here at Michigan. You're listening to Inside Michigan Football from Learfield. Well, we're going full offensive line. We just talked to new captain and super senior Andrew Vistardis, your center, and now we have Sharon Moore, new offensive line coach. What's it been like to take over the reins of this offensive line?
It's been amazing just to get back with the big boys, back home. I love the tight ends, loved them. I still love them, talk to them a lot, with them every day, but nothing like coaching the guys up front.
Yeah, but those tight ends, they got like 1 foot in, 1 foot out, right? Are they blockers? Are they receivers?
That's
most
right.
of them want to be receivers.
That's so. Right.
But you're back to your natural position. You were an offensive lineman in college. And how has that helped shape you as the coach you are now?
Just kind of give me the mindset, the physicality, the intensity, the energy that I need every day to coach the position, and really shape me kind of as a coach and as a person, just kind of how I go about my business, trying to be as hungry as I can, but as humble as possible. And I think that's just kind of the culture of an offensive line.
Now, you're tasked with – how many guys do you have in your room total?
22.
22 guys. That's a hell of a room.
Yeah.
And you're tasked with finding the best combination of five guys.
Mm-hmm.
How big of a challenge has that been?
It's been a positive challenge because we've got a lot of depth. You know, we probably had more depth than we've had here in a while. And, you know, the guys are fighting every day. It's open competitions, but I think we got a good idea who those first five are, but then we've got two or three that just keep sneaking along and keep playing well. And it's given us a chance to have a lot of depth and have guys be able to take spells and have a great season.
Some of the young guys, like a Trevor Keegan, Zach Zinter, we got a chance to see Zach a little bit last year. How have they been able to continue their development throughout this offseason, but more specifically throughout training camp here?
You know, really in the offseason, strength-wise, gains all the speed, all that, but really in training camp, the knowledge that they have of the playbook previously, really carrying that over from the spring into training camp has really helped them. And eliminated all the doubt, eliminated the hesitation that you have, especially as a young player, trying to figure out what's going to go on and how to adjust to different things. And it's really just helped them play a lot faster and play with a little more intensity, and it's been great for us.
I look at a guy when I look at Chuck Filiaga, big body, moves well, and he's always seemed to be right on the verge of taking off and being a really good offensive lineman. Is he at that point now?
He has had his best camp. He had his best summer and has had his best training camp. He's to the point where you're like, okay, this guy got a chance to be dominant, and he's finally taking that step. So really proud of the work he's put in himself physically and mentally to get himself to where he is right now.
Who's the tone setter in that group? Who's the guy that you go out to practice or you're in meetings and he's just the one that sets the tone for the group?
Vistardis. Vistardis kind of, he is his captain, you know, rightfully so, chosen by his peers, but he's the guy that they all look at. And, you know, when he talks, they all listen. Him and Andrew Stuber, kind of the guys, those two. Obviously they're seniors, but I think just the way they go about their business, I think once they say something, the room stops and they listen and they talk. So, you know, those are the guys that really, really set the tone for the room.
Now I've been around some guys that have, you know, they've had aspirations off the field in terms of like Andrew Vistardis going to medical school. When you're talking to a guy like that and you know, in football, you know, worlds, you got a lot that you can give him. But in terms of just his basic knowledge, like he's one of the smartest guys that you've ever been around.
Yeah, he's super intelligent. I can't carry on regular conversations with him.
No, he comes in here using big words like plethora.
They have to be football, and that's it. To me, that's all, man. Like, once you start talking about other things, man, you're going to be on your own on that. So,
well, I want to take a quick break because when we come back, I want to talk about your tackles. I want to talk about the depth that you mentioned. And we'll have one more segment here with Sharon Moore. You're listening to Inside Michigan Football from Learfield. Welcome back to Inside Michigan Football. Continuing our conversation with Sharon Moore, Michigan's offensive line coach. And, Coach, you've got two tackles that are experienced, Ryan Hayes and Andrew Stuber. What have they done to continue to give you confidence that they can go out there and excel, not just against Western Michigan, but against some of the top talent in the Big Ten?
I think when you got to block Aiden Hutchinson every day, that gives you a lot of confidence in what you can do when you have success against him. And, of course, he's won his battles because he is a great player. But the watching those guys versus our defensive ends and our outside linebackers and the people we have to go against, and just watching the progression from a mental standpoint and a confidence standpoint, that's been huge for me to watch those guys go out and then fundamentally – just get better at the little things, which people overlook sometimes, just being able to proper sets, proper angles, hand placement, pad level, and to do those things on a consistent basis has really been great for us.
And, you know, I talk all the time about the depth of the pocket, the width of the pocket. You've got a couple of tackles that have some good length, mm-hmm. and they can keep that width. What have you seen from them in terms of just their ability to use their hands, their ability to, you know, be technicians?
Yeah, they've developed certain tools that they didn't have before, being able to use different things that we've tried to manipulate for them and help them. Because, like, especially like with guys like Aiden and Ajabo and those guys, you can't use the same set all the time. You got to change it up. Jay has a different pass rush, so we got to have a different set. So we use different things to help us, and just watching them be consistent on a daily basis has been really good for us.
Now, the depth at the tackle position. I know Ryan was a little bit banged up last year. Stuber has had some injuries throughout his career. Where, if something were to happen, what type of depth do you have, and who's going to fill those roles?
Yeah, I feel good about the two guys behind him, Carson Barnhart. He was a guy that got some starts last year and played really well, and then Trente Jones has really come along. Those two guys feel really good about the depth with those two guys behind them that if anything ever took place, that we can roll those guys in there.
Carson Barnhart, when I watch him punch, he just looks like he's one of those guys that have the heavy hands. Like, mm-hmm. when he lays one on you, you know it.
Yeah, he's very smooth in his sets, very smooth with his punch, and has a good feel for it, and he's just continued to get better.
Inside, we mentioned some of the other guys, but you've got some young players that may not see the field this year. They may not see the field for a couple of years, but what do you see when you look at the future of this offensive line?
Yeah, I see some really talented players. The guy that really stands out is Greg Crippen, a freshman that's come in, and he's really taken the reins of, you know, hanging on the coattails of Astartis and Stuber and those guys and watching them play. And he's the guy that, like, you jump out, you're like, man, he's a freshman. Sometimes you forget he is a freshman because of the way he plays. So he's definitely taking a step in the right direction for sure.
How about at the center position? Now, we all know that we've talked a lot about Andrew Vistardis and the fact that he got the extra opportunity to have a sixth year. Where's the depth at that position?
Yeah, Crippen will play center, backup center, but also Reese Atterbury is a guy that's jumped out, and he's been a guard. He's played guard. But also can play center. So that's helped us with some depth there at the position as well.
Well, Coach, I mean, the talking is done. Yeah. At some point, do you just get asked a bunch of questions, and you're like, you know what, I don't want to talk anymore. I just want to play.
Yeah, the guys are ready to go. I mean, today we had a crisp Monday practice, as good as a practice we've had all camp. So you can feel like they're on a low boil right now. They're just ready to go and ready to unleash on somebody else.
Well, I appreciate your time, Coach, and best of luck as you continue your preparation and obviously throughout the season as well.
Appreciate it, man. Thank you for having me.
We'll get a chance to wrap things up here on Inside Michigan Football from Learfield IMG. Well, we will be back every Monday night at 7 o'clock, and we appreciate you tuning in. This Saturday, Michigan is going to take the field just after noon, kickoff against Western Michigan, and we hope that you're going to join us. We hope that everybody has a safe trip to the Big House. Everybody gets there to tailgate. If you've missed anything on your way in, make sure you go to MGO Blue Podcast with John Jansen. We've got a Wednesday edition of In the Trenches. This week, I'm joined by Hassan Haskins. On Friday, we've got a special edition. It is back, the keys to the game, along with a little motivational locker room talk. I always love that one. Network coverage will start at 11 a.m. Kickoff, as I mentioned, shortly afternoon versus the Western Michigan Broncos. And the gang is all back together. It's going to be Doug Karsh and myself on the pregame. Dan Dierdorf, Jim Brandstatter, they'll bring the game to you, as well as Doug Karsh on the sidelines. I do want to say thanks to Brian Bush, our director of broadcasting, Tony Butler, our engineer, Dave Abloff, Chad Shepard of Michigan Football, and our guests tonight, Jim Harbaugh, Andrew Bastardus, and Sharon Moore. For all your Michigan football coverage, stay tuned in here as well as on In the Trenches, and we'll bring you everything that's going on. We'll see you in the Big House Saturday at noon. This is Michigan Football from Learfield IMG.
Thanks for listening to this week's edition of Inside Michigan Football. If you missed any of tonight's show, check out the replay on MGO Blue Podcasts. Subscribe on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Michigan Sports Network.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.